Yeah, I can definitely tell the difference with all five of us. We were out there just fighting and, you know, just getting after them the whole game. That's what was one of our big goals was.
Yeah. And it was us getting back to the scheme of things, just thinking about what we have to do, like, on our targets, on our first step of coming off the ball, and that's what coach was really focusing on hard this week for us.
I mean, I don't know if this is hard for you guys, but did the pistol change anything, or did that help anything, or was it still just normal? Did you notice anything different from that?
It was normal. You know, most of the week during practice, we didn't even notice it was in pistol, but, you know, it's just the regular scheme that we do.
Yeah. Like you said, it didn't change anything. At first, I thought he was under the center. At first, I didn't even know he was doing pistol at first.
If you guys keep running like that, though, would you want to stay in there?
Yeah.
How was the huddle different that very first series when you see Nate out there with you instead of, you know, a younger guy or less experienced guy?
It felt the same because, like, I trust whoever coach put in there, and we gonna keep everybody. O-line, we try to keep everybody together. When they get in the huddle, to keep everybody focused, so it's nobody has to worry about, I hope I don't mess up or nothing like that.
Did you guys think coming into the week, though, that you had to do something extra in the run game or make sure that the run game was productive because, there was still some rust or something with Tyler?
I feel like we went in there trying to do extra things. I just feel like we went in there more focused and, you know, just trying to do the right thing on every play and just really just battle them every play for four quarters. And we didn't do that a lot during the season for four quarters. But we did, and we were successful.
How did it feel to get in the film room and just, you know, maybe get some positive marks from Coach Ethan, you know, running game?
It was a good feeling.
Yeah.
It was good.
Yeah.
Wasn't it funny? Not a positive guy at
all. Oh, no.
He's smiling and happy.
He's a very positive guy.
Yeah.
But he's also let you know when you're not doing something right. Yeah. And it was more so of him letting us know we was doing something right and not being like messing up with bad technique or something like that.
Is this kind of refreshing to have? I mean, I know at the end of the game I was on the sideline and he was like urging you guys just to have fun at the end of the game, smiling and positive. It just seems kind of a different vibe with you guys down there. Did you tell that during the course of the game?
Yeah, definitely. You know, when a lot of guys start to get pressured and start to get negative and stuff like that, that's when, you know, teams start to go down, you know, late in the fourth quarter, late in the third quarter. But everybody kept a positive attitude. You know, everybody stayed together as an offense, and we went out there and we competed and got it done.
Yeah, it's the same, man. Another thing we also was doing, like, after every series, we always came off the field together as an offense, and we broke it down and said, stay together, something to keep everybody's spirits up. So nobody, like, lose focus or anything.
Yeah, it was Coach Ethan that was in the middle of that, wasn't he? Was that something you guys decided to do on game day, or do you know anything about that?
We started it, I think, the South Carolina game. You know, we wanted to be more of a unit as an offense, and, you know, instead of individuals out there. And I feel like it helps a lot. You know, just get everybody off the field, no matter if it was a positive something that happened or it was straightened out or something like that, just so we can all stay focused.
When you're out there, is there one of you guys that's louder in the huddle than others? Is that Alex's job as a center, or is that your job as the oldest guy?
It's equal. Like, if something's not right, we'll just talk about it in the huddle. A quick fix just to keep everybody focused. Like, if somebody did something or like a safety rotation or something, just to keep your head up or something like that. We try to help everybody out. Like, it's just not one person talking in the huddle.
With Tyler's nature as kind of a happy-go-lucky kind of kid, is it less tense with him out there? And always goofing around and smiling a little more. Other guys seem a little more stressed. Is it different when he's in there?
Yeah, it's a little different because he keeps us calm. Because with his, like you say, his personality, he's like he keeps us laughing in the huddle when, like, a TV timeout, so don't worry about something, and he crack a little joke, keep us smiling and all that. Nah, he was like, it's okay. We're going to come back. We're going to get him. We're going to move the ball again.
Devon, how does it feel after having some of the injuries faced adversity, you know, just work out, but then trying to finally get that good outcome? I mean, how does that change the team
You know, I feel like we grew as a team because, you know, like you said, we've been in situations like that ever since I've been here last year. And it seems like we never got to, you know, pull out of it, you know, with the victory. And it was a good feeling, you know, seeing in the third quarter it was tied up, you know, they went up, and just a good feeling looking around and seeing everybody still focused and still wanting to win the game, and we got to pull it out at the end. And that was a great feeling.
What do you think the guys, like, in your class, in the freshman class, learned from having that feeling?
Oh, definitely just finally feeling it, you know, finally knowing you can do it. You know, we build the confidence off of that, you know, that we know when we're down we can come back and compete with anybody, and we just need to compete for four quarters while we're here.
Well, I know for a fact they're going to come out, they're going to want to fight, just like we had to come out and fight against Vanderbilt. So it's not surprising that they're going to come out and want to fight us, so we're going to have to come back and fight back even harder.
Do you think